Hi, Catherine. How you doing?
Hi, Josiah. You know, it's me.
I saved the number this time.
Ah, cool. Yeah, so I really just wanted to make sure I give you a call because I promised you I'll be calling you after the refund went through. Unfortunately, for the past few days, I was not able to speak with you, so I'm so sorry to ring your phone a lot of times.
No, that's okay. I've been sorting through a lot of stuff, and I've seen your messages. I've been considering what I needed to do, what I wanted to do. And I think what I'd like to do, I think last time we talked, you mentioned that it'd be $100 to purchase the domain name from you guys, and then that would be the final payment.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. The domain, you're referring to the domain transfer, right?
Yeah, of the website, so okay. I can keep it as is, and just because I've got all over my cards and everything, I just...
Yeah, so actually that is correct. If you do want to consider getting the domain transferred, which is, of course, I think I was able to discuss it with you last time, that if you do get the domain transferred, you would basically have to take care of everything, updating the DNS and MX records and the rest that needs to be maintained on the website. And the other offer that I mentioned to you was that the upgrade on the website, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And yes. And the reason why I'm actually following up is because, of course, we wanted to make sure which route you wish to go through.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to go ahead and just pay for the domain itself, and then I'll keep all the updates and stuff like that going on. Yeah.
All right. However, being able to get the domain, just to give you a heads up, it's only just going to be the domain. There will be no contents on it.
What do you mean?
It's just going to be the domain. Like the domain name, no contents. Our contents are not for sale.
So the content that I sent you guys, right, all the content that's already on there, it's just going to stay as is?
Unfortunately, no. It's just going to be the domain.
So I don't understand that. I gave you all of the pictures to put on there. I wrote the majority of what was supposed to be on there.
I totally understand. Well, that I think that was actually disclosed during your onboarding call that it's only going to be the domain name that you'd be able to purchase, not our contents. It's also part of our terms and conditions that we do not sell our contents as per the website.
So when you say your content, it was my content that I gave to you.
I would say the layout itself. The layout, I mean, the contents, you can always use your contents again, but the layout that you do see on the website, it's not going to be available anymore. So it's only going to be the hosting and the registrar of the domain that's going to be transferred to you. So you could get all, you could get all about the domain. But the layout, I would just say the layout, it'll actually no longer be there.
So what are they going to see if, say, after I pay for it? And then someone tries to go to my website.
That's a very good question. Now, once you pay and we complete the domain transfer, there will be nothing. If you go to handymanjoejobs.com, you're not going to see anything. It's just going to...
What's the point of
having a domain? Most likely would show the site can't be reached, most likely. That is actually why I wanted to let you know, like, as I mentioned earlier, you would need to be taking care of all the updates and all the details it needs in terms of having a website. And that is also the reason why I wanted to offer the upgrade so you could get a more refreshing website, a new layout on the website. And, of course, again, still at that price, the $29, the lowest price for us to host the website, and then you'd get the free upgrade. You might want to think about it too, Josiah. Anyway, you have up until the 5th of February before your next billing. So if you want to take some time to think about it, it's totally fine. I could always just give you a call back whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's schedule a call back then. How about that for...
All right. Did you get, by the way, the sample website that I sent you, just so it helps you decide?
No, I haven't had a chance to see that.
Okay. I would highly recommend you take a look into it. I'm going to resend it to you. So you'd be able to, I mean, hopefully it helps you decide whether you wish to really go and complete the domain transfer or just upgrade your website. Okay?
Okay.
And when should I give you a call?
Just looking over my schedule real quick. Can we do Monday the 1st?
First of February? Yeah, sure. Or, oh, no, first of February, okay. But 29th.
Oh, pardon me.
Correct?
I mean, let me see. No, not going to work. What would be the purpose of purchasing the website if there's no content? Yeah.
Yes. The purpose of that is, of course, for you to own it. So you would have full rights of the domain. And I'm not saying you have to do it. You would actually, like, what if, for example, you have somebody else that can work on the website for you? If you want other people to work or create a website for you, that's the purpose of it, the ownership of the domain.
Okay. But if I cancel it right now and they try to go to the domain, you know what?
There won't be anything there. So they're not going to see anything on the domain. It's going to show them the site can't be reached. That's why I would recommend to give it some time to think about it. Anyway, your next billing is still on the 5th. Anyway, you've already paid up until the 5th. So make use of it. Make use of it and then decide when you are already fully decided and after you've checked the sample website that I've sent to you as well.
Can you give me a call on the 2nd in the morning? At around 8 o'clock, if that's over, or 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, okay, on Friday?
Sure, not a problem. I'll give you a call 2nd of February, okay, at about in the morning, about 10 o'clock. Don't worry if I'm not able to reach you. I'll make sure to stop billing up until we get a confirmation as to how you wish to proceed, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Not a problem, Josiah. Well, I'll go ahead and talk to you soon then. Please take a look into the text that I sent you. That's going to contain the link to the website I was referring you.
Yeah, I was just checking that out right now.
All right, cool. And that's a highly customizable one as well. So if you do want to do more customization, that can be done on that website.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Cool. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you then. Talk to you in a second. All right. Have a run for you. See you, Josiah.
You as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.